Voice of the Cape, Drive Time. Welcome back to the show. 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp line. You can query, comment, and you can criticize. As the coronavirus pandemic ripples through the world, in fact, as it rages through the world, the pressure on medical personnel is mounting. To date, between 8% and 30% of healthcare professionals have tested positive for COVID-19. Those are the wages of being on the coal face, as it were. This obviously will have an more enormous impact on medical professionals. Online is head of the MBA Healthcare Leadership Program at the University of Stellenbosch Business School, Professor Renata Skooman. Professor Skooman, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Shafiq. Good afternoon, listeners.
Yeah, this, of course, must certainly be playing itself in the head of many a health worker in terms specifically of the psychological impact that it must have upon them, knowing that every single time they go to work, they are, in real terms, taking huge risks.
Absolutely. They're in a double bind. We all have the hippocratic oath, and you promise that your care of your patient comes first, and that's why we're in the profession. But at the same time, your instinct is to protect yourself and your loved ones as well. And you expose yourself, and every time you go home, you potentially expose your family.
Yeah, and basically they are also going to be already suffering from fatigue, shift hours, which are totally inhuman, and probably even guilt as they run around trying to help everybody.
Yeah, and then also the fear of running out of necessary supplies, both for your own protection, what we call the PPEs, but also medical supplies and ventilators. If the curve goes up, you know, what is going to happen? Will we have enough beds? What do you do with more vulnerable people? It's really having a lot of discussions amongst all the medical practitioners in the country at this stage in terms of this can potentially really be a significant crisis. And therefore, it is so important that healthcare professionals take care of themselves, but also that healthcare leaders and institutional leaders help to keep the staff healthy as possible, and also the support we need from the community.
No, absolutely, because right now we are kind of, I suppose, in a quiet period. We don't even know whether it's a calm before a storm, because we just simply don't know. And I'm sure the unknown factor is also what sort of mixes itself into the anxiety.
Absolutely. One of the most difficult emotions to deal with is uncertainty. Rather give someone bad news, because then you can make a plan and act upon it. But the uncertainty, I think, is what's really getting to everyone at this stage.
No, absolutely. And of course, our reporters just earlier today were checking out Tygerberg Hospital, the facilities there, and news of other facilities, emergency facilities being rolled out just in case, because again, as I say, nobody right now really knows.
No, there's huge collaboration between the private and the public sector and think tanks, and also cooperation with the academic institutions. So there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes and contingency plans made. So I think the patients or the public do not need to worry about that. That the healthcare professionals will worry about, and the leaders. But the one thing I think that has been said so many times, please, we stay at work for you and your family, so please you stay at home for us and our families, because that's the only way, if we really take lockdown seriously, that we can prevent the further spread and a potential disastrous curve.
Indeed, because, I mean, the wages of this psychologically are massive, because this Chinese report, which I know you're aware of, says that there were 1,257 medical workers, 70% experienced psychological distress, while 50%, and these are massive figures, developed depression, and 35% battled with insomnia. I mean, can you imagine it? 70% in distress and 50% with depression. These are huge figures.
Yeah, it's also because it's ongoing stress. we all know that people can cope with a short impact, but if something doesn't have a closure point, you don't know how long you have to stay and remain functioning in this. And that's also a very important thing for the leaders to remember, that we can't only focus now on the next 2 weeks. We need to think in terms of how to protect our staff maybe for the next 3 months. But even afterwards, and despite COVID and corona epidemic, there's still the normal medical care of people. There will still be appendectomies. There will still be other patients with depression. There will still be children with gastroenteritis. We still need to deal with all those as well. So it's very important to have a long-term sustainable plan. So don't burn out your medical staff as well. Try to provide that support practically and emotionally, debriefing and counseling for the staff at work. Make sure that they have the resources that they need to deliver good quality services as well as the protective gear they need. And also perhaps rotate them between more frontline and a little bit more away from the frontline, where you can just reduce the stress and manage it a little bit better.
No, absolutely. And of course, you also have been quoted as saying is that communication is a crucial. Uncertainty causes anxiety, and that there has to be a lot of communication. Sort of expand on that, because this is the most important thing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the communication, we can divide it between medical professionals, the leaders, and the public. So communication is absolutely crucial, as you mentioned, and leaders really need to communicate daily with their teams at work to provide accurate updates and strategies in terms of what is being put in place to cope with a crisis. That puts healthcare professionals also at ease. The second thing is for the healthcare professionals to connect with their colleagues and create little support groups as well that can normalize your feelings of anxiety and feeling overwhelmed. It doesn't mean you're weak. It's just normal in the current very abnormal situation. And then thirdly, for the general public, please support the healthcare professionals. Often we don't know what to tell someone in bad news, but especially if you have friends that's maybe a healthcare professional, connect with them online platforms. Don't underestimate the value of a kind gesture, a few kind words of thinking of you, good luck for your day, thank you. And practical support as well. If you know that a doctor still or a nurse still needs to go home and assist the children now with the schoolwork that's being sent home as well, maybe you can offer with a virtual homework session for them, or offer to buy their groceries and deliver it in front of the door, maintaining your physical distance, because when must they go and do that as well? And then also, if the public communicate, make very sure in terms of what information you share. Is it fake news? If it is facts that you're sharing, and go to reputable websites, because it's really adding to the burden for healthcare professionals if they see that they are trying their best to do the scientific correct thing, and then there's this bombardment of fake news on the side that they also see.
Yeah, believe you me, at this radio station, fake news is the bane of our lives. And people circulate it around so quickly. And honestly, in the media, sometimes we have been feeling like firefighters. We're having to put out so many fake news fires.
Absolutely. And the one thing that I also can ask there, which really makes a difference, if we look at the stats in terms of how many people recover from the virus as well and how many die from the virus, we all tend to focus on the negative, on the death rate. But there's so many people that can recover. And rather to start to focus on that success stories as well, and not only talk about the doom and gloom. By that, I don't say don't take it seriously. This is extremely seriously. And once again, my appeal, take lockdown seriously. It doesn't help 60% of the country is really adhering to the rules and regulations of lockdown, and the other 40% doesn't. It just means lockdown is going to be extended.
No, absolutely. It really is. That is such a big headache. And I think even the authorities, not only here, but in other parts of the world, are scratching their heads. They don't know how to deal with it. But anyway, I suppose these are the challenges we have to face.
Yeah. But just on another positive note, what I've seen going around on the social media, which people again, I mean, I think from healthcare professionals, me being in the profession myself as well, it's really heartwarming to see what they're doing now, 8 o'clock in the evenings, where you can go onto your stoop and make a noise for healthcare professionals. Just clap for them, sing for them, make a noise. These people are really there to protect you. So that small gesture, little bit of kindness, that's really providing energy and inspiration for the next day for us to do our job.
No, absolutely. Look, I mean, I don't think I would have to convince you that being a health professional is sometimes somewhat unappreciated, and any little bit can certainly go a long way.
Yeah, no, I'm in the healthcare profession now since, I'm too scared to make the sum, 1999 when I qualified, so it's a long period of time, yeah. And small grateful remarks, even under normal circumstances, when a child brings you a picture they drew, it really changed your day. So don't underestimate that. Please, if I can have one call for the listeners, or maybe it's two, the one is stay home, and the second thing is small kind gestures, not only to healthcare professionals, but to elderly, to other people in isolation, to neighbors, to family and friends that you know that's taking strain. Just reaching out to people and maintaining that sense of normality as well.
Here, here. Professor Renata Skooman, head of MBA Healthcare Leadership Program at the University of Stellenbosch Business School. Thanks for chatting to us, and everything of the best.
Thank you.